Subject, what's going on with the church? Good morning, Steve and Shirley. I was brought up in the church and have remained in the church. We got a new preacher about 5 years ago, and the church has grown. He's implemented new ministries, and things were going well. At least that's what everyone thought. He invited me to lunch one day so we could start a new ministry, but asked me to remain mum about the luncheon because he didn't want everyone in his business. During the luncheon, he began asking me questions that a minister should never ask, such as, what turns me on? What have I done to make my husband crazy about me, etc.? First of all, a red flag should have gone off in my head when he said he didn't want anyone to know about our luncheon, but it didn't. Anyway, I ended the luncheon by pretending I had a meeting to go to, and we went our separate ways. I went straight to a family member's house to tell them what happened, and she said maybe I misunderstood what he was saying and not to tell my husband because he would cause a scene and I would break up the church. Long story short, he continued to use suggestive language until I couldn't take it anymore. I called my family member in along with my husband to explain what happened. My husband was outraged. The minister ended up resigning from our church and began his own church with a few members who believed he was not guilty. How do I get past this? This was someone who was supposed to be the leader of his flock, signed following the wrong leader. Yeah, he was the wrong leader, and a lot of times that happens. He was human, sad but true, but we all fall short in sin. They do, just like all humans. Pastors, priests, members of the clergy, my advice to you is know the word for yourself, you know, but just trust your instincts next time. You know, if it doesn't feel right, it's not right. Get on out of there and let your husband know so he can handle it. Steve?
You know what? People kill me in so many levels about the church. Can I tell you something?
What?
The church is comprised of people. Every single living person is flawed.
Yes.
Every last one of us.
Trust me.
Including your minister.
Yeah, he's a human.
Yep.
That the church is comprised of people. So when you go to church, man, if you would stop expecting and thinking everything gonna be perfect because you had a church in a building that's comprised of people. How can this be? It defies all logic. But then when you get there, you throw all logic out the window because you at the church. So now, you got a minister who invites you to lunch so we can start a new ministry. Why ain't y'all meet at the church about it?
Yeah.
What's to go to lunch for to start a new ministry? What's a new ministry?
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Church been going on thousands of years. What's the new ministry? Y'all got miniskirt ministry now?
No.
What y'all doing? Weave ministry now?
Oh.
What's a new ministry? See right there, you stop thinking because you at the church. Mm-hmm. A man invites you to lunch and you married. And you go because he the pastor. For real? You that stupid? Man, y'all kill me with this right
here. A lot of people are, though, Steve. You be surprised.
Well, you can't be stupid like that. What do you think this, what's so different about this man? Now, if you're a man of God, that gives you a certain calling on your life. That's a certain more responsibility and expectation. But when they don't live up to him, what you want? All he is a man. And he made a move that regular men do, and you should have saw it, because you ain't stupid. During the luncheon, he began asking me questions that a minister should never ask, such as, what turns me on? And what have I done to make my husband crazy about you?
Is that crazy?
My question is, what was your answer? First of all, a red flag should have gone off in my head when he said he didn't want anyone to know about our luncheon, but it didn't. Why didn't it? Because you left all your logic at the door because you're dealing with the church. But right there, the minister asking the married woman to lunch privately, they ain't got nothing to do with it.
That's the thing.
Anyway, I ended the luncheon by pretending I had a meeting to go to. I went straight to a family member's house. Here we go. Here where the mess gets started.
Yeah.
I went straight to a family member's house, tell him what happened. And she said, maybe I misunderstood what he was saying and not to tell my husband because he would cause a scene and I would break the church up because your husband gonna handle business.
Right.
You already know who you married to. He gonna say something right away. Long story short, he continued to use suggestive language until I couldn't take it anymore. Okay, where was he continuing to use this language at? Was you still going to lunch with him, starting a new ministry?
Yes. Yeah.
Was he hollering at you down in the basement? Where was he getting to you at with all these suggestive comments? I called my family in along with my husband to explain what happened. My husband was outraged. The minister ended up resigning from our church and began his own church with a few members who believed he was not guilty. How do I get past this? This was someone who was supposed to be the leader of his flock, signed following the wrong leader. See, you got this all wrong, people. And so let's get an understanding right here. You're not supposed to follow any man. Nowhere does it say follow a man. Nowhere does it say put your faith in mankind. It says clearly follow me. For I am the way, the truth, and the light. He didn't list nobody else in there. He said I. He never mentioned your minister. Your minister name ain't in the book. The name of your church ain't in the book. Your denomination ain't in the book. Man, it's plain and simple. You follow the man.
Yep.
The man did what a man do. He acted flawed.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.